Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dana Adams with Home Again. And here we are again, once again. There's a lot of words called again. Oh, my gosh. I've been up quite a long time this morning. My little one came in to my bedroom in the wee hours of the morning, and he was just so stuffed up, and he was like, "Mom, I feel so bad. I'm so sick. My throat hurts." And so he crawled in the bed with me, and I came downstairs, and I got him some medicine. I took it back upstairs to him. But you know what, y'all? Before I even did that, I prayed over him. There's just something about that. It's my first line of defense. I'm learning that that should be my first line of defense in every situation. You know, sometimes we don't always think about things like that, and it just, we automatically run to the cupboard for the medicine, or, oh, goodness, we just run to the doctors, or we do whatever it is. But many times our first line of defense is not always prayer, and it should be. And I'm learning that more and more. You know, this morning is a Monday morning here in North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina. It is bright. It is beautiful. The sun is beginning to come up over the trees. But I got to tell you, it's cold outside. Well, some folks probably wouldn't think it's cold, but to me, it's a little bit on the chilly cold side, a little more than chilly to me. But it's a beautiful fall morning. We are getting those fall temperatures. It is beautiful. Can't wait to get a cup of coffee and maybe sit out on my porch in a little while. But this morning I want to just kind of fill you in on what's been going on with me over the last few days. For one thing, my husband and I, we took an anniversary trip this past weekend to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We had a great time. It was wonderful. You know, we were anticipating just going there and walking around and spending some me time, you know, with each other, just kind of enjoying each other. But God had so much of a greater plan for us, prepared for us. And so when we went, it was, we left on a Saturday morning. It was a really quick trip, but it was still a little getaway nonetheless. We left on Saturday morning and we came back late yesterday evening. But as we left Saturday morning, we had planned to go and eat out and then go back to our resort room and just kind of rest and, you know, just snuggle a little bit, I think is the right word to say. And while, yeah, we were able to spend some quiet time like that, it was so much more than that. We went to go see the movie War Room, which, y'all, by the way, you've got to go see that movie. But I am happy to report that many of the points within that movie are things that my husband and I are already doing. And it just kind of encouraged us to continue to do it and to do it a little bit more passionately with some of the things such as prayer and how to kind of organize our prayer life and how to really see God's grace in so many things within our lives. But you must go see that movie. It is an amazing game changer for your family. But we did do that, and after we did that, we went to the Family Christian Bookstore, and as our presents to each other for our anniversary, we both bought new study Bibles, and I'm just so thrilled and excited over my study Bible. My study Bible is a woman's study Bible, and my husband's study Bible is actually a family study Bible, and I mean, it is huge. I'll tell you how big my husband's Bible is and how much information is in it. Our son, our eldest son, he looked at that thing when we came home and he said, he said, "That there Bible," he said, "that is one of those Bibles that the preacher's taken to the pulpit and beat you over the head with the word." It's just so big. He said that Bible was so big. That was one that the preachers just beat you over the head with the word on. But it is an amazing study Bible that my husband has, and I look forward to seeing the fruit that's going to come of that, because my husband has really started to take an initiative in standing up for his family and our family. But anyways, So we did do that. That was our gift to each other, to one another, as our anniversary present. And then the most amazing thing happened. When we came back to our room, we were actually quite tired because it was getting late. And we got our baths and everything. And we got in bed and we started flipping through our Bibles and just talking, like seriously talking. It was such a refreshing time. We talked all about what God has done in our lives and just things that the Lord has put in place, and that many would see it as a mountain to climb or a storm, and how we were just going to look at it from God's perspective, because we know that the enemy has already been defeated. He's already been defeated. Have you read Revelation? He's been defeated. So anyway, we did that, and we actually slept really peacefully. Of course, you know, sleeping in a different place, you're never 100% perfectly relaxed or whatever, but we slept with a peaceful heart, a peaceful mind. And we got up Sunday morning, yesterday morning, and we had church there in the resort. And then we also read our Bibles and read our devotions, and we prayed. And we discussed so many things. It was just amazing. It was like this time of refreshing in the Lord. We thought that we were going to be going there to refresh each other, you know, in our marriage. And we did that. But it was so much more, because it was a refreshing period between our marriage and the Lord, like putting Him first and foremost in our marriage. And while we have intended on doing that, and we have thought that we had been doing that for the last time, so many months, but in reality, I don't think we really understood how deep that was. And so this weekend, yesterday morning especially, we just had that time of refreshing with our marriage and the Lord. It was amazing. And so after all of that culminated, then I was starting to get dressed, and my husband saw me kind of hold my stomach, because as you know, I've been having some stomach problems. And we had gotten some anointing oil while we were at the store. And for you guys who don't really understand how the anointing oil works, we just need to really do a study on that, because that's huge. But to make it short, my husband got anointing oil, and I didn't even know what he was doing. He said, come here, turn around. I'm getting my makeup on, you know, and everything. And I turned around, and he lifted my shirt and rubbed that anointing oil on my area that has of my stomach that has been bothering me. And, y'all, he just prayed over me. He just prayed over me. It wasn't a humongous, long prayer, but it was a deep, heartfelt, seeking God's anointing and healing kind of prayer. And I have you know, when he took that hand off of my stomach, all of a sudden I started feeling this warmth going through my belly. And it started not really stinging, but it's very warm, a very warm feeling. It was hot almost. Not hurting, just hot, just warm, hot, you know. And I do have to tell you, I believe that was the healing process for my stomach. I'm just telling you, I do. It's something going on with that. I don't know. All I know is that God is healing my body. And I can't wait. I'm so excited. I go to the doctor this Thursday, to the gastro doctor, and it's a new doctor for me. So, you know, before I've been concerned with what he's going to find and everything, but now I'm just like, he's just going to tell me, oh, you've got a great stomach, girl. Because I know that God will bless me. We have about 5 minutes left, and I want to tell you some scripture, read you some. Very short, very sweet, but it was in my devotion this morning. God's always on time. He always gives us what we need. And this is found in Jeremiah 17. It's Jeremiah 17:7, and it's going to keep on going down through 7 through 11, okay? Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from the yielding of fruit. I just want to stop there. It says, is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. My hope and my trust is planted in the Lord throughout the time that my stomach has been bothering me. And it says, which spreads out its roots by the river. Now, when a tree spreads its roots out by a river or by a water supply, that keeps that tree living. It truly keeps that tree living. It keeps it green. Okay? And guess what? Even in the hottest of hot summers, guess what? That tree does not fear when that hotness comes, when that heat of the summer comes. Okay? Its leaves are going to continuously be green. Why? Because it is getting its wellspring of life from that river, that water supply. And it will not be anxious in the year of drought. Because even though there may be a drought, that tree still gets its supply from that little creek, that river. Because rivers are still there. Even though there's a period of drought when there's no rain that comes, there's that supply, that water supply. And it will not even cease in yielding fruit. In other words, even though there's going to be a dry period, that tree is still going to yield beautiful fruit because its water supply is constant. That's amazing to me, because I look at my own self, my own life, and this doesn't just apply to my health. It can apply to anybody's situation of life. You know, we're going to have trials. We're going to have sicknesses. You know, it's just a fact of life because that enemy roams the earth. But we know who wins the battle. We know this. It's already been won. So what do we have to do? We have to stay connected to that water supply. We have to stay strong in God's word. We have to dip into that water supply and remain there. We can't just be there for a time and let it go. We can't go and get a cup of water when we need it. We need to stay there because that water supply is what is going to suffice us when the heat comes. That is what's going to, He, God, is what is going to supply our need, to strengthen us so that we can continue to yield fruit even in the hot summer times, even in the time of drought. So I want to encourage y'all today. You know, it doesn't matter if your health is in turmoil right now, is in hard times and it looks bleak. As long as you stay connected and you stay firmly rooted in that soil, in the Word of God, in that good, rich, water-laden soil of the Word of God, you're going to still yield those fruits, that good fruit. It's going to be wonderful. Didn't finish reading. I did not finish reading the rest of that. We'll do that at another time. But just from Jeremiah 17:7-8, I mean, I just want you to know that stay firmly planted, stay firmly rooted, stay next to and immersed in that water source. Because even if it's financial difficulties, even if it's health, even if it's whatever the battle that you're facing is, staying connected to God, staying connected and firmly rooted and planted in that water soil is going, that rich soil that is water laden, is going to help you to continue to produce your ripe fruit. God is right there with us. We are never alone. As long as we stay present with Him, as long as we seek Him and we stay connected to Him, we have that source of hope. We have that trust in the Lord. So, y'all, just have a wonderful evening. I look forward to talking with you again soon. And I will be back on Friday morning. Can't wait to see what God has in store. All right, y'all have a great evening. God bless.